this life, gotta make your own deals, chase your own thrills, pay your own bills. On the outer loop, sitting on chrome wheels, phone synced up to the newest chrome bills. On air, who cares if it's right or wrong? I just care which guests they invited on. Without a minute to stall, and there was liquor involved with some hype songs. And the night is young, right on cue, the talking begins. And we check out what Steve Bill's got on the blends. A bit grimy, a backdrop from the late 80s to the mid 90s, till it finally takes us to a rhythm that works. And K-Chrome spits a verse that he didn't rehearse. Both flex skills, proving it's all in. So gather round for the newest installment, Chrome Bills. Episode number
42.
Back.
Shorty Boo.
In effect.
Whoa. Take it easy on us.
We got to ease back into things a little bit.
That was
kind of a
shocking
way. We're a little rusty.
That was a shocking way to come into it.
We're a little rusty. The beats are a little loud. Chuck's all over the soundboard. I'm talking too long. We'll get it figured out.
I feel like there's a lot of wires around here, too.
Right.
I feel like an old man who's trying to learn how to ski or some shit. It's like a lot of stuff going on around me.
If your pizza when you meant to French fry, you're going to have a bad time.
Well, I'm glad that you pointed out that they're wires because I've been high on acid for the last 3 days. I thought they were snakes. I thought I was recording this into a snake that hasn't bitten me yet somehow.
What's up?
Episode 42. You know, I've learned from experience that you kind of want to start slow and ease into it and get a little bit of a flow going.
Yeah.
So lube it is what you're saying.
It's been, what, a month? Has it been a month?
No. Yeah. I think it's been 3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah. That is, well, you know, there were a lot of chrome billionaires out there that thought this, you know what, that's it. They thought we were done, but here we are. Back still, from the dead.
Still rocking.
I mean, I'm proud of us. Are you proud of us?
Made you poop.
I made sure to do that before I came to your house. I hate people that do that. Like, show up at your crib and like, man, I gotta take a shit.
Petey Sugg. Like,
where were you just coming from that you couldn't have done that?
Yo,
your crib?
Petey Sugg. Sugg Life DC. We'll take a shit in your house.
Like it's nothing.
Like, not even think twice about it. He'll walk in there with a fast food bag of food.
Like, into the bathroom?
Hey, Jarek, I gotta use your bathroom.
While I eat?
No, not with the food. But
okay.
Like, you know, he just ate fast food. It's not like he was just...
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah. So that's... He ate fast food, but that's going to be a slow burn in there.
It was a burner.
Yeah.
Got the Sunday paper under one arm and his iPad under the other.
Yeah. He's not a graffiti artist, but he's leaving end-to-end burners.
he walks in there with a pillow. He's like, I might fall asleep after a while. Man. You know you're in for it when someone comes to your house to take a shit and they bring a pillow.
Yo, I think I hate this beat.
Why?
It's just very aggressive, man.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing worse than an aggressive rap beat. What are you talking about?
Like, okay.
How's that a knock on it?
Here's a fabricated segue. So since the last show we did, I actually went and saw Nas at the Kennedy Center with the National Symphony Orchestra.
Who are you?
When they rocked that song, not with the orchestra, they actually just played the instrumental. The hypest the crowd was in the whole night was the whole Kennedy Center sitting there going, Bravehearts, Bravehearts, Bravehearts. I actually just had a little flashback there.
Do you understand the reference?
Yes.
Good.
I'm a little, thrown off.
What is the reference? Show us how well you explain it.
I was really more focused on what I have to say to you. To be
okay,
I didn't really.
Like, you're thinking of a joke, is what you're saying.
No. You hate this beat, or you just don't feel it?
No. I do like this beat.
Okay.
Right now, like, it's kind of hectic.
You want to, okay.
I wanted to ease into things, and I didn't realize that would be so.
That was like if you wanted to ease into it and then just started fisting someone. Like, that was what that beat was.
Wow.
You know what I mean? We should have played like a Jazzmatazz song or something.
I should have came in with this song would be more appropriate. Dope. Like, hey, what's up, y'all?
I mean, it's too bad you're not a DJ.
True. Not a good DJ.
I'm glad to be back. I feel like we're back in the saddle. 42, Jackie Robinson.
That's what I was going to say, too.
James Worthy.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worthy with James, but not that good with names.
Whoa.
But I do remember your face from someplace. This is One Taste of Chicago. Got many more flavors. So what have you guys been doing for the last 3 weeks? I've actually just been watching Rhythm Roulette episodes for the last 14,000 hours.
That's hilarious because I've also watched every single Rhythm Roulette there is. Even dudes I never heard of, I'm like, oh, let's see what this guy's doing.
What is it? What is that? I've never heard of that.
Chuck, would you like to do the honors?
So Rhythm Roulette is like a, I guess it would be called a web series. And Steve, supplement with anything I miss. But it's like a web series creating these 10-minute videos where a producer goes to a record store.
Oh.
They are blindfolded and they randomly select three records and then they have the rest of the day to make a beat out of it.
That sounds pretty dope. But it's only on the web?
I think it has something to, Pusher T is funding it.
What?
Is that not right? I thought I saw that.
That's a random factoid. If that's correct, then I have a whole new respect for Pusher T.
Pusher T and Mass Appeal, I believe, are the
I just wrote down Pusta H.
Pusta H.
You should come to my calligraphy class.
Yo, that's the different styles counterpart of Pusha T, because he only pushes heroin, so he's Pusta H.
Pusta H. Get him in the group.
No, I don't touch that crack, yo. Just heroin.
It's only, but from what I understood, it's only available on the internet. You have to go onto a computer.
That is correct.
I mean, if you, a smartphone.
Okay.
You can use the computer.
What I'm trying to lead you guys
there?
To do is to say where they can find it.
Oh, boy.
YouTube.
Mass Appeal. Or massappeal.com.
Okay.
It's Mass Appeal Magazine. They used to put out paper magazines. Now they have an internet magazine.
Oh, yeah?
Paper magazines. Dude, hell.
Chuck, while you're backing off from the mic, let's throw this in there.
No, hold on. I want to talk to Chuck about what is... Can I have your top three Rhythm Roulettes?
That's tough. Okay. Off the top of my head. Black Milk.
Oh.
You know, one thing I want to go into while I say this is it's very interesting how no matter who the person is, they make a beat that's sort of in line with their normal sensibilities of beat making.
That's true.
Like, I think if I heard the Black Milk joint just isolated and someone was rhyming on it, I'd be like, oh, it's Black Milk joint.
Yeah.
Let's see. Black Milk, J-Zone. I really liked the J-Zone beat.
Wow.
Okay.
And number three, I'm trying to remember if it was Polo or Green. One of them that was in, because they both were in Brooklyn. I think I'm going Marco Polo with the third one.
That is a correct answer.
Okay. So you guys agree.
I had J-Zone, Marco Polo, and Eric Sermon. I really like the Eric Sermon one.
Oh, I haven't peeped the Sermon one yet.
I haven't peeped any of them.
Hey.
Kind of excited.
It's Eric Sermon. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's my only, my caveat, my sticking point, my pet Steve.
Pet Steve.
Is that some of them go to like just random thrift stores and Goodwills, and they grab records from the shitty records they have there.
Okay.
And they make their beat. Other guys are in like world-renowned record stores,
right?
In like the soul section or like the jazz section, and they're like, oh, I'm picking a random record from this crate, you know, that might as well say Rare Grooves on it.
Like going gold mining in a gold mine.
Yeah, like, oh, I don't know what I'll find here.
Right.
So anyways.
Well, so is your frustration with that the point of the show is to really test people's skills, or do you just want the best possible outcome for the beat? You kind of want the story to be cool too, right?
I want the story to be cool. So yeah. I think you should be finding it in the dingiest places.
To that point, let me ask you this. Okay. I bet this is where they're flipping it on you.
Yes.
They're so in tune with the heads that they're appealing to that they're like, we're going to give you that, but we're also going to be like, how dope would it be if you could have been like in this, like going to this store? Like these cats get to do this shit.
Okay.
You know, showing you like the dope spots.
You're right. I shouldn't complain about that.
So I think it's okay to complain about it. Just new perspective.
New perspective, y'all.
As a follow up, I did go to that store, The Thing. Which I think it's Marco Polo or it's Mr. Green. One of them.
That place is awesome. I've been there too. It's huge, right?
Well, it's such a clusterfuck, right? Because it's a secondhand store, and you go in and all the records are in the back, and kind of like
I haven't been to that place.
Like a horseshoe. And then all of a sudden, it took me like a really long time before I realized there were actually stairs into a basement, and the basement was all just records. But there's no organization at all.
That's the best con, though.
And every record there is $2.
Whoa. I know what I'm doing next time I come to New York City.
45 for a dollar.
Which will be never.
Yeah. So, 2032. Steve Bills and Kay Chrome go do the thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do feel like, you know what, one thing we haven't mentioned. Congratulations,
hey,
Steve and Morgan.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very proud of you. For
that. That's the only sound that I even have that's close to that.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say it's really like that Pharrell song. I'm just so happy.
Okay. Good.
that is your joint, right?
No. in all seriousness, though, yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Man.
I'm a proud father.
Mm-hmm. Very beaming.
I'm a beaming father.
There's like a halo.
I want to be called Mr. Jarek from now on, though. Don't call me Steve. All right.
I like pay Morgan, is Mr. Jarek down
Mr.
there?
Jarek,
can we hang out?
That's what you need to call me.
Mr. Jarek, can we go to the store and get some Five Alive?
Like,
so, fittingly, she was born on April Fool's Day.
Okay.
Which is awesome.
Okay.
You know,
she's the truth.
She is the truth.
That's how you know she's the truth.
Yeah, she came in with a sense of humor.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I saw her. She's adorable. And then, you know, you thanked me
it's
for coming
looking,
over and saying hello to your beautiful baby by taking me outside and whipping me in cornhole.
Ayo. Oh.
I beat you to the AO, but it was a beating.
It's no contest. And if any of the listeners out there think they've got something, bring it.
Yeah. Do you really want people coming to your house? You should meet them in a neutral place.
I'll meet them in a neutral location.
Yeah.
See, hit me up on Craigslist.
What if you started getting too hype and you're like, you don't believe me, motherfucker? Here's my home address. And my number. Here's my wife's email. Come on.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah. So what are you guys drinking right now?
Tap water.
Oh.
I sent Steve a text on Sunday that I was never drinking again.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
And it lasted approximately 48 hours, because here we are on a Tuesday night.
What you got there?
And I do want to caveat that if I sound drunk, it's because I do not float like gravity, and I now have had a cavity. And I got it filled earlier today. Actually, four of them, so I was... had my mouth pumped up with Novocaine.
Four sounds like a lot, though.
What are you
four
eating?
Four is a lot.
He's like, yo,
he's
like,
lollipops.
Honey, but I don't understand why I have a cavity. Like, I've been putting an annihilator in my mouth before I go to sleep, just like you told me. And I'm like, that's not what we told you.
oh, man.
Wait, how did
from,
you get them?
I think it's from grinding my teeth.
Oh.
This is all getting a little bit too personal.
Grinding.
Yeah. I don't know.
So I have this lint I can't get out of my belly button.
So was the grinding song from the clips was actually about grinding your teeth and had no idea.
They're like, for all the TMJ heads out there, mm-hmm. for everybody with bruxism, we grinding.
Whoa, bruxism is a big word. Thank you for bringing that to the party.
No, but I did just start drinking for the first time in 48 hours a martini. And
what?
And in Cole Policy fashion, Cole Policy, of analyzing
that
things.
Cole Policy.
I did start questioning why and how did a drink like that come about? Why did someone say, you know what, this straight vodka would really be supplemented by a vegetable that's been pickled?
Yeah. Right. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, it's also got vermouth in it, right?
Very little.
Sometimes vodka. They coat the glass with the vermouth. Are you doing that, Chuck?
That's what I did. I coat the glass and dump it all out.
Dude, this guy's a real bartender at his own house.
Well, so what else is in it, though? So it's just vodka, the vermouth, and then the
ice and olive juice.
Ice and olive juice. And
you pour a little of the olives in there.
I kind of fuck with that, though.
It's good, yeah, it's good. Very good.
I'm going to show you how fancy it gets done at Chrome Bills North. You might be able to see it. Those olives have blue cheese in them. That's how we're rolling.
Now, that's a whole nother. I'm surprised you didn't put bacon or some shit in there.
Is that good or bad? I can't tell if it's good or bad.
I think it's bad.
No, it's good. I think it's fancy.
Blue cheese and vodka?
360 degrees.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, talking about how they make the shit, I might have mentioned this a billion times in the last couple months, but I'd worked at a bar for a while. Bartenders would constantly come up. They'd just go up to people. Yeah. I don't think I brought it up in, what, two episodes?
Who is this guy?
So fucking, but I, you know, they'd be like, here, try this new drink. I made something. I'd be like, how'd you make this? And like, they just name like six ingredients that just hadn't happened to be put together.
Uh-huh.
I think motherfuckers just, they sit back there like, how can I get even more fucked up?
I
like,
think that's, I agree.
In a different
I think,
way.
I think that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue, 20, before we jump into this song, before we jump into it, I would argue the opposite point that it's drunk people that don't want to go to the store. And so yeah. pretty soon someone's like, well, I've got Nestle Quick. And I've got some yogurt, and I've got Kahlua.
I've got Tom Collins mix and a thing of Capers. I don't know. Let's try that. What's your guys' favorite song off of Illmatic? 20th anniversary this week.
Represent.
Represent, really?
Yeah. I always.
Is that yours too, Chuck?
I'm going Represent, yeah.
Really? I am so shocked.
I feel like it was the best link up of that. A lot of the songs on that album were about something specific.
Yeah.
Even like Halftime was to a certain degree.
Right.
The thing about a song like Represent, I always liked those kind of rap songs, but it got to a point, particularly towards the late 90s, that's all people made. Just like something anthemic.
Okay.
To the point where I was like, you can't have five anthems, dude. Like, that's why it's an anthem. There's only one of them. But I felt like that was the one song on that album that really encapsulated the perfect version of that song for me. Mm. I mean, it's kind of a... I'm sure like a week from now I could have a different one.
Yeah.
But right when I was thinking about it earlier, that's what one.
So I think that stood out to
me. You were actually thinking about this earlier?
Yeah. Because people were posting it like all over.
Okay.
Cam had posted, big up to Cam One.
Yeah, who are you?
Peace Cam One.
He had posted, he was like, I can't believe it's been 20 years, and there was the Illmatic cover. I was like, shit, I used to listen to that all the time. And then I heard Chrome Bills, and I never listened to anything else.
I think I'm going to go with Cole's atheism shining through on Represent, too, where there is one line where he's like, about God, I don't believe in none of that shit. Your facts are backwards.
Ooh, interesting.
I could just see you doing a fist pump. Just to have a different opinion so we don't agree on it, I'll take, as my 1A, I'll take New York State of Mind.
Okay.
Reason being, the verse was so ill that they had him redo it, or had him not redo it, because he totally botches the word magician in like the second bar.
I don't know how to start this.
And he goes, I'll be kicking magician. It's just like it, but the energy was so dope that they're like, no, that has to stay.
Yeah. I mean, when you get it, you get it, you know? What a perfect storm for an album.
All right. So the name of this song is Represent by Nas.
Nas.
Straight up shit is real, and any day could be your last in the jungle. Get murdered on the humble, guns of blast, niggas tumble. The corners is the hot spot full of mad criminals who don't care. Guzzling beers, we all stare at the out of towners. They better break north before we get the 4 pounders and take their face off. The streets is filled with undercovers, homicide chasing brothers. The D's on the roof trying to watch us and knock us and kill a coppers, even come through in helicopters. I drink a little vodka, spark a L and hold a Glock for the fronters. Wanna be ill niggas and spot runners, thinking it can't happen till I trap them and clap them and leave them done. Won't even run about guards, I don't believe in none of that shit. Your facts are backwards. Nas is a rebel of the street corner, pulling the tech out the dresser. Police got me under pressure. Yo, they call me Nas, I'm not your legal type of fella. My wet drinking marijuana smoking street dweller, who's always on the corner rolling up blessed. When I dress is never nothing less than guests. Kobe walking with a bop and my hat turned back. Love committing sins in my friend's cell crack. This nigga raps with a razor, keep it under my tongue. The school dropout, never liked this shit from day one. Cause life ain't shit but stress, fake niggas and crabs nuts. So I guzzle my Hennessy while pulling on mad blunts. The brutalizer, brutalizer, accelerator. The type of nigga who be pissing in your elevator. Somehow the rap game reminds me of the crack game. Used to sport valleys and gazelles with black frames. Now I'm into fat chain sex and text. Fly new chicks and new kicks, heinies and bags.
Represent,
no doubt, see my stats are fat. This
this is what it's about. Before the BDP conflict with MC Shan, around the time when Shantae dissed the real Roxanne, I used to wake up every morning, see my crew on the block. Every day's a different plan, it had us running from cops. If it wasn't hanging out in front of cocaine spots, we was at the candy factory, breaking the locks. Nowadays, I need the green and the flash, just like the next man. Fuck a yard guard, let me see $100,000. Could use a gun some, but fuck being a wanted man. But if I hit rock bottom, then I'ma be the son of Sam. They call the crew to get live too, with Super Kim, my brother Jungle Big Bro cooks up the blow. Micah chop it, Mayo you count the profit. My shit is on the streets, this way to Jake's and never stop it. Is your brain on drugs? To all fly bitches and thugs, enough respect to the projects. I'm Ghost, one love.
Represent, Joe. Represent.
Living a real fucking life in every projects all over. To my man Big Will, we still here. The 40 side of burning. My man Big LES, Big CeeLo from the Dime, Sean Penn, the 40 Busters. My crew the Shorty Busters. The 41st side of burning posse, the Goodfellas. My man Cormega, Lakey the Kid, can't forget Drawers, the Hillbillies. My man Slate, Wallet Head, Black J, Big Spot.
Big Dub.
We rock shit a lot. Malachi, PhD, and my man Primo from Gangstar.
94 real shit, Charles.
Real shit, Charles. Harry, yo.
Fuck y'all crab ass niggas, though.
Bitch ass niggas. Bitch ass niggas.
Bitch ass motherfuckers.
Come to Jones Bridge, motherfucker.
Bring that by the vegan. Bring that by the vegan cupcake shop.
Come to Jonesbridge, motherfucker.
Pick up your microphone.
Hey,
seize mics.
Pick up your microphone.
K chromosome.
You had something interesting to discuss.
I get mad frustrated when I rhyme.
It's because you're not any good anytime.
That was represent. Oh, Steve, you were gonna ask if anyone had seen a video about going through Nas's house in the projects. I wanted to start by asking if they went up the staircase.
Oh,
and
they definitely did.
If you could see, they
talked about the staircase.
On the staircase, if you could see like the butt print that you get when someone gets out of like a leather couch for a really long time, just Nas had done so many different interviews.
So many interviews. They actually went to the staircase, and the guy did mention, "Oh, is this the staircase where Nas did so many interviews?"
Are you serious?
Wow.
Yeah, definitely. It was awesome. I don't know what the reporter's name was, but it was Vice Media.
Okay.
And they had taken his brother Jungle to the Vernon houses, and they just so happened to be standing outside when the guy who lives in their apartment now, who moved in after they moved out, happened to walk by and was like, "Oh, you're Nas's brother. You come on up and take a tour of the apartment."
Right.
So they were just standing outside the house. I don't even think they didn't have plans to go up into the apartment, but this dude was there and let them up, and they talked about, number one, the coolest thing probably was how Nas chipped his tooth.
Okay.
When he was just a little kid.
You want to give us the...
He was swinging on the, you know, like the shower curtain rod.
Okay.
Like standing up on the edge of the tub, swinging on the shower curtain rod, face first into the tile floor.
That's tough.
Yeah. Check the chip to smile and the profile wild.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had that kind of pain? That's got to be painful as shit.
Chipping your tooth got to hurt like hell.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's about as bad as four cavities.
Yeah, that's tough.
I got my two front teeth are fake because they were chipped. So
really?
There was about a 2-week window where I could have said, check the chip to smile. Plus, I profile wow.
This is bullshit, man.
Oh, this is total shit right now. I can't believe y'all are trying to carry me like this.
Fuck that.
There's been a lot of talk about the album, man. I feel like the album being 20 years old is getting more buzz than it did at the 10-year mark, and maybe even more buzz than when it first came out. Because tomorrow there's the Time is Illmatic documentary is opening the Tribeca Film Fest in New York City. And like I said, when I was down in D.C. 3 weeks ago and I saw him at the Kennedy Center with the National Symphony Orchestra. So that's a very big moment for just rap music in general, but specifically Nas.
The one Nas.
Certainly is. I mean, I always felt like...
He was on Reddit yesterday.
Oh, really? He like, was or he was a topic?
No, he was like... You know they have those Ask Me Anything threads? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nas was that person.
Did you see any interesting questions?
Somebody had asked him about, like, about the second album versus the first one, and he feels in his heart that the second one is a better album.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Did he make a good case for it?
No.
Or did it not get that deep?
No, I don't think it got that in depth.
Okay. That's really dope. I always felt like it was going to be a shame because there is a lot of stuff from every different era, and I would hear cool stuff on the radio as a kid, but then you go back and hear, like, classic stuff. And I always felt like it'd be a real shame if something like Illmatic, you know, slipped through the cracks with the generation that's, like, 18 now.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of dope to keep
bring
it alive.
Bring it back. Yeah, bring it back.
Because, you know, if I bet if any... If each one of us, they were like, you have to pick one thing to, like, survive from this era and going into the next one.
Yeah.
I bet you'd be surprised how many people would pick Illmatic.
I would pick Illmatic.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost to the point that this conversation just seems like it's happened a million times, right? Because it's just a foregone conclusion to me.
Yeah.
No, I don't even mean it as a diss on us.
You weren't being funny.
No, you took it. What's up with you? You're trying to divide and conquer, huh?
I know. I thought that was funny.
Right.
Like how many times is the Illmatic is the greatest album conversation happened?
Right.
A trillion times.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, what else do you even put in the discussion? Like, what other albums from that era that are now going to be coming up on 20 years are going to have near as much discussion about them?
And I feel like this is a pretty common, you know, feeling among people. The best of the Chrome Bills podcast would have to make it on there.
Right.
You know, that's 1A, you know, as Chuck said earlier.
Heavy D's fourth album.
Is that that?
No shots. I actually just did listen to Heavy D's fourth album.
I know you did.
So I just threw that in there just for the hell of it.
You played the last song in the last episode.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about that, the happy rap.
You know, if it's the right voice,
Pharrell's just gotten to me, man.
It's happy rap.
Yep. I'm out all night to get happy.
Mm-hmm. Has your daughter announced her? Because everybody raps now. Has she announced her MC name yet?
She is Bubble Guts.
AKA, it's the truth, AKA Bubble Guts.
They Poopin', Made You Look.
I thought it was her first MC song. Burp Me.
MC Burp Me.
Debut
Burp
album,
Me.
I'm Feeling Gassy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's tough to be classy when you're gassy. I'll say that.
I went from gassy to classy.
So I was on a podcast on Sunday.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys realize that.
Give me the scoop.
You know, I don't like to really consider myself an expert on all things hip hop and podcast, but I am.
You're top of the line.
So
this is going to be good.
My buddy Todd. And also my friends Harrison and Scott have a podcast called The Twisted Lister.
Okay.
It's primarily a rock and roll podcast, but they get into all types of music. And last week they wanted to talk about 90s hip hop specifically.
Okay.
So I got the invite. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I was told to bring five artists from the 90s that I wanted to put forth as the best artists from the 90s.
Okay.
All right. So my list was... The Wu-Tang Clan as a whole.
Okay.
All right. Ice Cube, KRS-One / BDP. And then I had Tribe and De La as one entry because I knew somebody, they were going to have either Tribe or De La. So I was like kind of an alternate thing.
Okay.
And then the last one was Gangstar.
Okay.
All right. And surprisingly... They had another dude, Harrison, had Wu-Tang on there, and my buddy Todd had Tribe on there, but none of the other artists.
Wow. Okay.
What about Nas? Like, in light of this conversation, no one had Nas? Nas? No one had Nasir Jones? Abu Nasir?
You know, I gave him an honorable mention, which is would sound so weird to me, but I was came up with this list based on classic albums in the 90s.
Right.
And I felt like Nas really only had
the one.
Really only had the one.
That's fair.
You know?
I mean, if you're talking 90s, that's fair. Because Ice Cube's an interesting choice, but certainly in the 90s, he had a nice run.
Dude, he had Death Certificate, America's Most Wanted, The Predator,
yeah.
Lethal Injection.
Yeah.
I mean,
you argue
pretty
that
strong
all four of those are classic.
I would definitely, yeah. I mean, they were classic to me. Wu-Tang, obviously, Wu-Tang. And I was including, you know, the first release by Ghostface, the first release by the GZA,
right.
Old Dirty Bastard, Method Man, Raekwon. Because if you go and listen to those albums, there's a lot of crossover between artists, you know?
Right.
Like, you're going to have guest features on all those records. KRS Boogie Down Productions. He put out Sex and Violence, Edutainment, Return of the Boom Bap, I Got Next, and the self-titled all in the 90s.
God, how know. Many is that?
Wow. That's five. Seven? Yeah, five. Okay. Five. And I was like, wow, I mean, that's five fucking classic albums right there. Tropical Quest, obviously, the first three, and maybe you could count the fourth. I don't know.
Right.
What's the self-titled KRS one again? Is that with like MC Zach where they don't know? Is that the self-titled
yeah,
one?
Yeah. Yep.
And then
yep.
I Got Next is the one with the MC.
With the Red Man. Yeah, with Red Man and...
Can't Stop, Won't Stop, Smelling Madism and all that shit.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ, that's a fucking...
That's a pretty serious catalog.
Run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Gangstar. And I just feel like Gangstar, man, they really set the blueprint for making a hip-hop song
right.
in a lot of ways. You
right.
know? I mean, maybe guys were doing it, but they just fucking really nailed it.
Right.
You know?
In terms of structure?
Just structure.
Yeah.
I feel like they just nailed the shit out of structure. And then, like, the way they were flipping the jazz samples, like, even, you know, sampling, cutting... I don't know.
Well, that's the thing about somebody like that I thought was really important to have the. You had one group of people, your boys had another group. Was somebody like Gangstar? They were like, more than anything, us having like a dude with a smooth voice and these jazz samples and Premier just really understanding music better than a lot of DJs. They're like, this is what works for us, so we do that.
Yeah.
You find what works for you. And do that. If it works for you, but it's not great, then don't fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't make it to this level, don't do that.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I really regret about how things are now. It's just like, it seems so easy for people to do it. Like, even the dudes that make what I would consider not great music right now, they still, like, they're in positions using studio equipment that's just way out of my league right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
So.
And I've always wondered, like, there was clearly scratching. The idea of scratching records was like a big part of hip hop, but Premier between two things, like there's the Code of the Streets angle where it's literally just a sound and it like becomes the chorus. And then with like the Rep Grows Bigger or whatever that song's called, where it's like eight different samples and then it becomes a whole sentence, like the rep grows bigger, stay large.
Yeah.
Keep my workers under pressure. Gotta get the dough off. Like, it was so fucking dope. Between those two elements, like, instead of just rapper, I got a verse, I got a chorus, I got a verse, I got a chorus. Ba 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 ba.
Yeah. I don't know that he... I mean, we'd have to go back and do some knowledge about who was the first to do that. But I feel like he's perfected it as much as anybody has.
That particular scratch.
That particular scratch. And also just cutting a chorus.
Right.
Making your scratches your chorus. I don't think that anybody has done that better than Premier.
It's like I was saying, I feel like he understands music better than a lot of DJs.
He set the bar for scratch choruses. You know?
Plus the way that their albums were laid out. I always feel like that's a pretty important aspect of, like, Hard to Earn. It's a classic album. There's a lot of great songs on there.
Yeah.
The order's perfect.
Do you know that, I don't know if we talked about this on the show, but Premier, I had watched an interview with him where he was saying that Guru was actually the one who mapped out the album.
Right.
And the way that he did it was he came with song titles first.
Right.
And then they recorded then he did the beat, then he would write the rhymes.
Right.
So I thought that was pretty ill.
Hell yeah.
It's like, usually you think that's the last shit that you do.
Right.
The titles.
Right.
You know?
You just sort of start vibing out.
You start vibing, you're like, all right, I'll fucking name this,
right.
You know.
Right.
Senseless Senses or some shit.
Wow. That hurt, Steve. That hurt.
That one stings a little bit.
But that, yeah. No, I mean, I feel like when you really understand, like, if I knew how to play guitar, it'd be dope to sit down and be like, I'm in this kind of mood right now, so I'm going to make this kind of song.
Totally.
And here's the title. And then I started, but you really got to understand the ins and outs of what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, to get to that level.
Yeah, I think hip hop, definitely the creative process with hip hop, you just fucking start doing something and then it turns into something.
Right.
You know?
Well, the main thing too for me is I feel like more than the words being important, they're like, this is the vibe we want from this song.
Yeah.
We want this to be mellow. We want this to be hype EDM, you know?
Yeah.
That they have that shit down pat. I wish I could dance.
Did you see the back to Rhythm Roulette real quick? And this does tie back in. Did you see the Static Selector one, Chuck?
You know, I'm glad you asked me that because on my list, I wanted to bring up that I went to a friend of mine produced a movie, and I went to the after party at some place in the meatpacking, like some swanky club I would never go to, and he was actually there DJing.
Did you say meatpacking?
Yeah, meatpacking is like a town or it's like a section of the city.
Sure.
In Manhattan, where they used to pack meat.
You're thinking of the fudge packing district. That's a different place.
That's one train stop away. To the north.
So you're saying there's a train in between the two?
People are running a train.
I think you run a train from the meat packing to the fudge packing. Yes.
Right. Okay.
But I think I texted you guys about it, dude. And he was really good, man.
I totally forgot about that. Yeah, I was gonna say, I've heard him DJ before. He's very good.
Yeah, he's dope. And you know, so, he was under the guise of like having to kind of cater to a crowd that this is not a hip hop like Chrome Bills audience. You know, it's people out clubbing on a Saturday night, and the movie people for the after party had like half of the room that we were in sort of rented out at first. And you know, it's interesting how you can stay within the confines of like what you want to do while also doing stuff that everyone can agree with. And that's where, for as much as I don't ever list Biggie in the top five MC discussions because of reasons we've documented before, when I hear it in the place like that, I'm like, yo, now this is where this song works, because even a song like Dreams of Fucking an R&B Bitch kills on a dance floor.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a very good point. He answers a lot of questions for DJs.
Wow. Yeah, actually, I was thinking about, just randomly thinking about Ready to Die this morning and how they had edit. There's a lot of edits on that.
Mm-hmm. On the final, you know?
On the final, there's like a lot of edits. And I was thinking, like, what the... And, you know, he just knew he couldn't talk about, like, killing cops or kicking a pregnant woman in the stomach.
Right.
Which seems like a small thing, yeah. Right? Which seems like, of course you edit that out. Right. But back then, you know,
different times.
I think artists were not editing shit like that out.
Yeah.
And he was like, do you, and probably he was having a conversation with Puff, like, do you want this to sell and do well, or do you want to like stick to your guns about kicking pregnant women in the stomach?
We need to talk about this. So,
what's funny is the edits were very selective too, where like when I heard the demo versions and realized what the fill-ins were, I'm like, how did I not realize what he said? Because the one line is, he's like, I don't give a fuck if you're give me the baby rings and the number one mom pendant.
Right.
So it's like, what else rhymes with pendant that makes sense there?
Friendship.
I don't give a fuck that you're French, bitch.
I don't give a fuck about your friendship.
French dip.
About French dip, exactly.
Yeah.
And then Blue Suits, they replaced with whoop whoop. Like the symbol, so I mean, but
I'll make you prove that it's bulletproof. So
the Static Selector,
Selector, in his what the hell is it called? Making the Beat or Rhythm Roulette? He said that when he gets ready to make a song, to do a scratch chorus, he actually goes on and Googles lyrics. Like, he'll do like hip hop lyrics, and then if the song's about, I don't know.
Yeah.
Kicking a pregnant girl, you know.
I found it.
Like he would find that.
Got it.
Sweet. Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's interesting, man. Like, he's really utilizing technology to.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
You know.
Yeah.
Go to what are our friends? The Rap Lyric website. What the fuck is that?
Rap called? Genius.
Oh yeah, Rap Genius.
Didn't he say there was a song called Loyalty that he was working on with it was like Joey Badass or Action Bronson or something, and then it like ended up being this perfect like Jay-Z line. I think he even chose it in the video. It's worth checking out on YouTube, or you can tell us what you think at 612-888.
Def.
Yo, can we take another music break?
Please.
Sure.
Can't we?
Can I put my laundry in the dryer?
Yeah, you should do that while we're playing this song.
Okay.
This is called Dilla Plugged In, and this is from the De La Soul Daisy Age mixtape, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, shit's fire.
Yep. It's probably not what it's called at all, but it's the Dilla homage mixtape that De La put out a couple weeks ago.
All right.
Peace. D-D-E's.
Answering any altar service, prerogative, praise, positively, I'm acquitted. Enemies publicly shame my utility, but after the battle, their mentions, I'm with it. Simply sue, well moved, vinyl like gruel, transistors are never more shown with light. Wind vocal flow brings it all down in ruins, designed with the sounds of Dilla, we call it plug tuning.
Are we on the air?
We in the D tonight, y'all.
Are we on the air?
We live with Dilla tonight.
Are we on the air?
Yo. Shout out to my dudes.
Ayo,
gaze at the sight of a method. Dive beneath the depth of a never-ending verse. Gasping and swallowing every last letter. Vocalized liquid holds the quench of your thirst. Reasons for the rhythm is the causes unknown. Different individuals are dazzled by the showbiz. Auditions are gathered, but the soul would just rather hold a count at three and leave it as it is. Flow to the sway of my do-re. Me, I'm a fixed lunatic who a hawk. Words are sent to the vents of all humans, then converted to a phrase called talk. Musical notes will send a new motto. Every last poem is recited at noon. Focus is set. Let your Polaroids click as we capture the essence of Dilla with this plug tune. We in the D tonight, y'all.
Are we on the air?
We here for Dilla tonight.
Are we on the air?
Yo, show love, it's my dudes.
Hello, Ma.
Flowing in fire with a new style. Barrels all cleaned and loaded for salute. Chanters with a choice, standing steady like the mouthpiece. Paragraph preacher, now introduced. Drums are heard sounding off in each and every person. Vocal confetti is thrown at top stage. Roses and violets aren't proper for throwing or showing appreciation. Why? This is a daisy age. Hands won't sweat cause there's no threat. Micro stay dry while places soul use. Rhymes aren't fables but stable to be on time, cause they market tit and label speaker pasta noose. The stitch will fit with every consumer. Microphone use and sales will start blooming. Profit and cause can never be lost, all due to the sounds of Dilla. We call it plug tune.
Are we on the air?
We in the D tonight.
Are we on the air?
We here with Dilla tonight, y'all.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, salute my dudes.
Hello, Ma. Are we on the air?
We in the D tonight.
Are we on the air?
We reppin' Dilla tonight, y'all.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, and put it up for my dudes.
Hello, Ma.
We get down tonight.
That's awesome.
Well, here's shit. I think you. Well, here's the.
Yo,
we're back.
I think that song is over. Yeah, I think we're back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys heard this new producer's out there, kind of making some bangers.
Is this you?
No, I don't know this dude, but he's making some serious heat. Hey,
Steve just turned around and then looked back at me, and he's got like the fake glasses and the fake nose with the fake mustache. Hey, yo, this kid, wow, this guy's so impressive.
Fake. He's got fake hipster goatee.
Who are you?
Thank you.
Who are you?
I like this beat a lot, for the record.
Thanks.
It's a banger.
Cole, you want to drop 8 bars for him, for the folks at home?
Check. Make a mental note. All of my friends are dope. We getting bent to invent. You getting sent for coke. A cool fuel drug mule looking like Leslie Nope. I'd rather cop a horse and trample on your rotten corpse. Politicking for sport. Official whistleblower. And hardcore don't mean playing with your nipple soldier. When this is over, go click a folder. Bring it a civil boner on the advice of a civil simple stoner. Yeah.
Giving it to him. That was written right. If that was off the head, I was going to say. My man is freestyling off the head like in multi-syllabic layers.
I'd be the best ever.
That was fire.
Thank you. You got something, Chuck?
Yo, quickly, I spit these. I feel like hell just froze over because the Wizards are the sixth seed in the playoffs. Got you going, taking a long layoff like you were Ron Paul. I'ma sit home and watch TV and see Bradley Beal and motherfucking John Wall.
I got a sweet tooth, I'm at the candy kitchen, but I'ma take some shit like I was Randy Whitman. Took the job over for Flip Saunders. Give me a mic and I will get on it. Groan sound.
That's a grown and sexy verse.
You wouldn't know if he was down on your block, cause you got your shot blocked by Morchin Gortat. Maybe Nay Nay is about to say hey. Ernie Grunfeld builds teams the same way. That's why he's never a mainstay. And falling off is number five, about the highest he'll get. Why is he so upset that Vesely didn't work out? 7 foot shooter from Europe, you're a jerk now. Get the fuck out. Grunfeld, you really suck. You're good at making trades to catch up for the mistakes that you've already made, but what good does that do me when I can't even go downtown to see your movie? Because people would boo me if I'm wearing a Wizard's hat. What's up with that? I want my loot. Now give it back. Your shit is whack with your fucking mustache. Without Bernard King, you need a bus pass to get to work, you overrated jerk. You gave max contracts to Gil, it really hurt when it didn't work out. Cause he had to bring the jerk out with the gun, tried to shoot Crittenden, who's actually like a legitimate criminal who's going to jail for the rest of his life. You know? Like,
that was one of the most well-structured freestyles about the Washington Wizards I've ever heard.
Yes. Good shit, Chuck. That was dope.
Crittenden. I like that Cole said the thing about Crittenden. It just went right into regular talking. It was an odd number bar. It was like the 13th bar, and then he was just like, who's really like a criminal for real? He's going to go to jail for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
At first, I thought he was getting Prodigy with it, where, like, then all of a sudden, life would have rhymed with, like, and we keep it trife.
Right.
I would say Ernie Grunfeld's retaliation would be, he'd be like, seize mics, you can't stop me now. I got Caron Butler in a trade for Kwame Brown.
True. That's very true. You know, I was watching the Thunder last night. I was like, yo, who's this dude?
This dude's still hooping.
Is this dude kind of new dude? And then they showed it like a close-up of his face. I fell out of my chair. I was like, yeah. I was like, I rooted for you like 10 years ago. Like, how are you still playing?
I saw that.
You know what's crazy too?
Sunday.
Was he was locked up as a fucking teenager. When he got in the league, he was like 23. He was old as shit at Connecticut.
Yeah.
He was like buying them beer and shit. You know what I mean?
Dude, he was on that team that lost in the Elite Eight to Maryland the year that Maryland won the finals, which was like 02 or 03.
Yeah.
And like you said, he was a grown-ass man. And I noticed, I saw that game on Sunday when it was, what was it, Spurs, Thunder, or somebody, it was a Thunder game. And
it was Thunder Pacers.
Or yeah, that's what it was, Thunder's Pacers. Thunder Pacers.
Thunders. Thunder. It was the Thunders and the Pacers.
And God, Caron, I mean, God bless the dude. He's been using the same jab step move for 12 years. Like, I saw it, and I had the opposite thing of Cole, where I saw him actually make this move on the baseline. I didn't see his face, and I was like, oh, Caron's on the Thunder now. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. You know what was so ill about him, too, was he get the ball, like, at the top of the key, drive to the baseline, pick up his dribble, and then start jab stepping. And people would be all finishing. I was like, he can't go anywhere. What are you doing?
They'd be on. Yeah. Mega major monkey tilt,
right? Well, I feel like we want to get our free Darko on and call this the Caron Butler episode.
I think it's a good
call. Just call it Caron Butler. You know what I mean?
If only his Caron jersey Butler number was 42.
Yeah, oh, that'd been dope. Yeah. He'll be around for a while.
Maybe we'll find out if we looked at his age. He's 42.
Yeah, he's 42.
Yeah. It's called the Caron Butler is 42 episode.
I do feel like
the
and, you know.
Thomas app.
I do feel like this applies to us, too, as we go through it. Like, he's lasted in the league because he's a tough dude.
Yeah.
You know, like, you don't have, like, too many 38-year-old, like, silky jump shooters. Those dudes are going to get roughed up. I feel like we're getting to that point, too. Like, we've sort of been through the trenches. We've been through the wars. We're getting thicker skin. We don't have any bottled water tonight, though, so we're going to have to work on that.
Sorry about that.
But
No, we do. They're just in baby bottles. There's baby bottles of water.
We drink out of baby bottles in this house.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
It's a new type of parenting.
Yeah. So give me a couple gems from the first 3 weeks.
Ooh.
Just like stuff you've noticed.
Stuff I've noticed. Well, we must have talked about this off air. But I've been noticing a couple things that make her upset. Lack of sleep.
Okay.
Lack of food.
Okay.
Gas. Right.
Okay.
And what did you say?
An abundance of gas. I feel like that goes for everybody.
Humans in general.
Yeah.
Those things tired, would just make you upset.
Hungry, or if you're too gassy,
yeah,
there's you're just not right at that moment.
Yeah. Yeah, poop is something. Poop is something.
That is very insightful.
I'm really I'm very lucky to have a wife who was kind of born to be a mom at this point.
Right. Okay.
She was born to be wild and also born to be a mom. She's really taken.
She knows. She's just got
she
that
knows,
instinct.
Yeah, yeah. She's in. She's definitely in charge, and like I'm here to make sure that she's good, that she can get as much rest as she wants.
Right.
I need to clean. I need to cook. I need to record a podcast every once in a while. But yeah, she's taking care of business, man. It's awesome.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's. You know, you gotta get a good woman in your life.
Yeah, it's important.
It's important.
Perhaps the most important thing.
I'm also kind of getting fat, which is strange. Not like
Baby weight. That's a thing, isn't it? Like their dad puts on like sympathy weight or something.
Steve, no, you gotta start pumping and dumping, and then you'll be all right.
Yeah, I gotta pump and dump. People just bringing over. Do you know about pumping and dumping?
No, it's so not what I was thinking of.
not like that. That's how the baby got here.
Right. That's how the baby got here. They already did that, right?
Nah, breastfeeding, man. You know, the boobs fill up with milk, so you have to expel the milk.
What?
Either into the baby or. All right. Anyways.
Nah.
So folks have been really cool, like friends, family, bringing over food. But usually when you bring food to somebody's house, you're not really worried about the caloric value of all that.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, a lot of treats.
It's just like...
treats.
I've eaten a lot of lasagna. You know?
A lot of lasagna.
Mm-hmm. I got like the lasagna middle right now. It's kind of driving me crazy.
It's your boy, a lot of lasagna. Uh-huh.
Like, you're not trying to go to the beach and have a lasagna gut.
Would you say... I mean, you're not a huge drinker to begin with. Are you drinking more or less, or have you even drank in the last 3 weeks?
No, I really haven't been drinking a lot. Yeah.
And Morgan, I would like to drink more.
Let me clarify. I want to drink.
I want to be clear. Yeah. I would really like to drink.
Yeah, more. I haven't had a cigarette either. I have not had a cigarette since she's been born.
And how do you? So where are you going to go with that?
I think. I mean, why start up again at this point?
I feel bad for even asking you when I got here.
No. I appreciate that you asked, but...
But I won't ask again, and because I don't want to be guilty of peer pressure.
Yeah, she did mention something like, oh, will you smoke every time you see Cole?
Did she?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I did. I was like, but that's my decision. Don't put it on him. That's my decision.
I got it. Now I got to do something about it.
No, don't worry about that.
I don't want her to feel that way about me.
Don't worry about that. If it wasn't you, it would be somebody else. Don't think you're too special. if it wasn't you, it would be Chuck.
True.
Your other smoking friends.
Right. True.
Oh, man. I feel like I'm in...
Did you guys ever have that friend that you would blame stuff on when you were a kid?
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, you needed to have that one friend. Like, if your parents caught you doing something, you'd be like, well, I was just with...
Your face there was so ill. Honestly, man, like, this is my thing. When I was a kid, and I'm not saying I was perfect or whatever. Like,
you
I
were a kid
some,
once?
Some stu- yeah. Okay. Believe it or not. I was balding and had hairy arms when I was 4 and a half. Fuck it, just walking around. How ill would that be? Like a little, like 3 foot me, like walking around complaining about shit.
Yeah.
Like these clothes are too small.
Yeah. But fucking, what kind of cotton is this? You guys couldn't have sprung for a nicer uniform. Right. Jesus, is this wool?
But I,
technology
like I did
so
shit.
Stupid. Sorry, that was the voice of young Cole.
Yeah, like you don't even know how to use a phone. Fucking. But I feel like. I never really did anything so heinous that I was like, I can't tell anybody about it. Or like if I got caught, that it would be worth denying.
You know, you didn't get into a BB gun phase?
No.
Chuck, did you get into a BB gun phase?
I'm not a sociopath.
I didn't
grow up in Gummo, so no, I didn't.
Gummo.
Fargo. On FX. BB gun phase. Yeah, but nothing really came out of that one. Never accidentally shot him.
Did you?
I do.
I accidentally shot somebody once.
Okay, I'm leaving now.
I got in trouble for that.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Do you have a record?
No.
What happened?
I believe, like, I had to call her parents and apologize.
It was a girl?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. It was bad.
I don't know.
Do we want to talk about this?
What's the statute of limitations on statutory?
I brought it up. I don't know. It's like fucking, I don't know. It was probably 14 years old. I don't know.
May I ask you, if you yes. saw her tomorrow, would you interact?
I wouldn't recognize her.
Because you blew her face off?
She lost her face, yeah. to be perfectly clear, not that this makes this any better.
Oh, wait. You're the girl that I know because you're just a neck.
Not that it makes it any better, but she was...
It's your girl, Justin Neck.
That's so dope. I'm sorry. Go, please.
I was going to try to make myself
tell
feel
us
better.
More about this poor 14-year-old girl that you blew to smithereens.
Oh, no, I was 14. She was probably 9 or 10.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that terrible?
Yo, like the next thing I know, you're going to be like, and she was pregnant.
No,
like,
she wasn't pregnant.
Come on, man.
It was to make myself feel better, it was an extremely weak BB gun, and it was from very far away. It didn't even... Okay, this is going bad. This is going poorly.
How severe was the damage?
No damage.
Did it break the skin?
No, it was a clean break. Head just went right off.
Shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was like improv 101, man.
That was good.
Well done.
That was good.
I want to know. Well, I kind of want you to embellish a little. Just like, yeah, it was crazy.
You made a lie. It wasn't crazy.
Her dad chased me with a fucking bow and arrow.
I think it was more annoying to have to tell my parents that we had to call her parents up and they talk to them about me shooting her.
You were bothered by it.
No, I was like, I don't really want to do this.
Yeah.
No, the worst part about it is that when Steve's parents call about what their 14-year-old kid did with their 9-year-old daughter, and they were like, oh, thank God he just shot her with a BB.
Oh, true. They were probably thinking, you did what?
Wow.
Yeah, I thought this was about how he wrecked. See, that's where Puffy came in and edited out the podcast, so we could still go mainstream.
Yep. Yep.
That is... I'm glad I heard the front end of that story.
Right.
I'm glad that you didn't... I didn't know that from the beginning... A, you were 14, and B, it was a 9-year-old girl.
Yeah, yeah. Not my proudest moment.
Hey, you know, everybody's got them. You know, skeletons in the closet.
I don't know how... I wanted to talk about blaming your friend for something, but I forget where how we even got there.
Who'd you blame that on? Her 5-year-old brother? Who's in a fucking wheelchair? Like, he can't even move his arm, Steve. What are you talking about?
I don't even... I probably tried to blame it on somebody first, and I was like, man, I don't really have anybody to blame this on.
Could you have blamed it on the rain? It's been pouring all day. What is this?
It's a good song.
It's been like 70 degrees the last two. It's been amazing.
What's going on there?
Today.
Oh.
It was like 40 degrees.
What happened? We're talking about the weather. We can't talk about the weather on the podcast.
I know,
that's
but like,
the golden rule.
That's okay.
Maybe that's not the golden rule.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I feel like it's not as important as some other stuff, but you're right.
I'm making it the golden rule. We can't talk about weather.
Like, it's like the copper rule.
It's a bronze.
I'm writing down like the topics that we're covering as we go over them.
Does this one of them say shooting 9-year-old girls?
Yeah, I was wondering how to phrase that. Steve blows away a 9-year-old.
I was gonna go with Steve. BB gun fun.
Okay, how about this? I will tell you,
Steve Dick Cheney Jarrett.
I will tell you that I got payback. I got karma for that.
Okay,
is that probably 6 months later? I went to my buddy's house, and he had a BB gun. And it was like one of those pumped hand action ones, and I pumped the damn thing up, okay. And I set it down. I walked out of the room. My other friend picked the gun up, just shot it like at the ground near my feet. The BB gun bounced up off the ground. It embedded itself in my leg, and I had it in my leg for 15 years.
Are you serious?
A BB, yeah.
Where?
Right in my shin.
Oh, caught you in the... Holy shit.
So that was my
we
payback.
We got to get a picture of that.
He's
that
was showing
that was
Cole
my payback.
Right.
Anyway, so just so you know.
I'm taking a picture right
so
now.
So whereas my shooting victim, it didn't break skin, mine, I had a BB embedded in my leg.
So how did
I
you
mean,
get
you know
it
what they
out?
Say about 9-year-old... You know what they say about 9-year-old girls, though? They're extremely tough. They're
she was very
to
tough. She was a tough
objects.
Girl. Mm-hmm. She took it like a champ.
But you said you had it in your leg for 15 years, as almost to imply that it's not there anymore. Is that correct?
Yeah, I got it taken out.
How was that?
Oh, you got it like surgically taken out?
Dude, no, I got it. I went to the doctor's.
I got a pencil and just started digging.
I went to the doctor's office and I was like, hey, I want to get this taken care of while I still have health insurance. Can you cut this BB out of my leg? Like, do we need to schedule surgery or something like that? And like, he laughed at me and then he got his little operation kit, gave me a Novocaine shot and cut it out right there while I looked. Yeah.
How was that?
It was weird. He was digging in there and stuff. Oh. Yeah, it was kind of nasty.
Why did you watch? But I guess I shouldn't ask.
Just curious. I mean, I didn't feel anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did they? Anyways. Did they numb the area?
Yeah. They hit it with the two-part numbness.
Wap wap. You numb now.
You numb now.
All right. So this concludes episode number 42.
Let's do another one.
The Karan Butler. I'm not agreeing to that.
I'd like to do my parting shots. Would be.
Yes.
A very current version of shows that I missed recently will be tonight. Pharoah Monch has his album release party at SOBs. I think you said SOs. I ain't retarded. But no, at SOBs in the West Village.
You did say SOs.
There is a club SOs too.
There is a club SOs too.
At SOBs in the West Village, opening for him will be friend of the show, Napoleon the Legend. And
oh shit! Totally
hosted by friend of the show, Peter Rosenberg. And
oh really?
Yeah, I'm considering going, but I mean honestly, it's not gonna happen.
You should go.
It's pouring down rain, and did I mention that I've had lots of Novocaine in my mouth and just want to go to bed?
That's tough. Yeah,
I do want to get into. I don't know if this would be errors and omissions from episode 41, but I realized that I left the vocals on at the end of...
Yeah, during one of the songs.
During the last song.
Yeah.
My bad.
I think I missed that.
Luckily, we weren't talking too much shit.
Well, that's the other thing is I think you were just like, we all know that this is the end. I'm not going to do this anymore.
It wasn't on purpose. I just...
Okay.
Yeah. Just dropping the ball, man. any other cliches that we can think of?
Dropping the ball. I'm freezing up.
Yeah.
I'm bad at remembering.
You're freezing
up. Stuff. Freezing up.
You're freezing up.
And I wanted to go back and kind of have an intervention with both of you guys. Episode 40, when we were very drunk.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to just tell me to stop or say, I get it.
We have this. I think that could
just
be.
Just ding that up a couple times. Yeah. Yeah. And I'll say, oh, you know what? I think I'm belaboring the point. Worldwide, we known for that.
Jermaine Belaborer.
Last song, Quellen Maker, and On Guard.
Oh, yeah, sweet. I've been bumping this.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hit us with an intro. Who is this?
This is Quellen Maker. They have an album called Beautiful Raw. And this song features Quasar, who's also in Typical Cats with Quell. But so I'm a big fan of Quell Maker. This song really stands out to me as just, I don't know what it is. Like they always come with it, but on this song, it's like on a scale of 1 to 10, it's like an 11.5. Mm. You know.
On a scale of 1 to 10, you're like 105th 11.
Well,
all right. So for
what a pleasant
episode
surprise.
42, Chrome Bills.
I have
we are
expected
out.
To see you again, but
one.
Not with a sword in
42.
Your hand.
42.
I presume you know how to use one.
I hope that won't be necessary.
I'm sure you do.
Was younger. She say I came swinging, singing something about the thunder. Say if you let them, better bet to take you under. They call him Quelly Belly cause they know him by the hunger. It's lonely for a genius while these suckers talking numbers. I flip the strip of Mobia, they run it on the come up, but fuck them. Make a top karate on a soul song. I whip a cocky like Miyagi with the nose song. Probably hold the church up off the Henny. The rhymes she kinda shine while they mind be on the penny. So many on the grind, got them signing photo Jenny. It's just breading on the bones, hold the phone and keep it steady. Pick up the hefty, they say you're cheesy for the chetty. Or greasy on my mic while they squeezing on and heavy. Lights, camera acting while they sneezing out confetti. Click without the action, keep reacting to the trendy. One and two face, just one came to mind. Some came to fake it and some came to shine. Some refer to murder, the verdict is straight line. When I think about who killing it, none came to mind. Two faces, just one came to mind. Some came to fake it and some came to shine. Some refer to murder, the verdict is straight line.
it if none came to mind. It's why these rappers sound like robots. It's good to say forgive them cause it's real, it's just no not. Promise they're true to the mind. Never knew a killer threw it down in studio time. It's why these rappers sound like robots. It's good to say forgive them cause it's real, it's just no not. Promise they're true to the mind. Never knew a killer threw it down in studio time.
One too many trappers and rappers without enough dope. One too many soup boxes and not enough soap. And no, they never lie, that's why you see them burning numbers. You free to do what I do to you, if not then do each other. Whoa, they nothing of an empty bubble up above them. Key to let them think of sleeping pillow with pillow and smother. I'm my brother's keeper, I'm rolling, holding this reefer. Thinking on a cloud, chief and peeping down, blowing ether. So much blood leaking and leeching, so hard to see that promise. Never will I filter if it's off culture, fuck it, we gon' be that. Never lose a second when we react, my heart is where the beat at. Smash super fool into the cool and put my seat back. Later they peel the cape off, but late so we gon' be back. Illest from the goal, but on the real, they still don't see that. Training for the rematch, see me on the street back. I'm cooling in a G-Rap, bitch.
One or two faces, one came to mind. Some came to fake it and some came to shine. Some prefer to murder the verdict in straight line. When I think about who killing it, none came to mind. One or two faces, one came to mind. Some came to fake it and some came to shine. Some prefer to murder the verdict in straight line. When I think about who killing it, none came to mind. It's why these rappers sound like robots. It's good to say forgive them cause it's real, it's just no not. But promise they're true to the mind. Never knew a killer threw it down in studio time. It's why these rappers sound like robots. It's good to say forgive them cause it's real, it's just no not. Promise they're true to the mind. Never knew a killer threw it down in studio time.
Nerds say I'm a banger, but bangers say I'm a nerd. It's strange the day we came in the game, it rained birds. The same say it's insane, the same say the reverse. Just grinning at my post and boast as they rehearse. It's funny, we came from where they waiting on the first. Or praying on the bacon, chasing Satan out of earth. Showing love we never seen, it's the thing to make it worse. Elevated through the pavement, at the light it made it burst. The thunder sounded underground, the hype just made it worse. The snipers and the ciphers didn't like it, they dipped. The merchandise is on the diaper, singing life is a script. They kept pretending, a lemming's headed right for the cliff. And then descending, depending on dead ending on the dollar. Or ending on the vending, kept offending all the scholars. Teachers told the preacher, the preacher sweating out their collars. It's free but never cheap, but if you hear me better holler.
One and two faces, just one came to mind. Some came to fake it and some came to shine. Some prefer to murder the verdict in straight line. When I think about who killing it, none came to mind. One and two faces, just one came to mind. Some came to fake it and some came to shine. Some prefer to murder the verdict in straight line. When I think about who killing it, none came to mind. It's why these rappers sound like robots. It's good to say forgive it cause it's real, it's just no not. Promise they're true to the mind. Never knew a killer threw it down in studio time. It's why these rappers sound like robots. It's good to say forgive it cause it's real, it's just no not. Promise they're true to the mind. Never knew a killer threw it down in studio time.
No, I'm afraid this will be necessary.
You're being very foolish.
That's an assumption, Baron. You make me the victim even before we start.
It's your life.
You're assuming again. En garde.